Like a lot of boys and girls, your posture is your problem. What are you going to do about it?
I'll tell you what I'm going to do about it. I'm going to make you reflect what I want to see. Because I'm going to have good posture. You just wait and see.
A clip from a 1953 instructional film about posture. Turns out all these years later, we could still afford to learn a thing or two about good posture. And we're joined by Rupal Patel, who's a physical therapist at Bodywise Physical Therapy in Austin, Texas. Rupal, welcome.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
And let's start with the basic question. What is good posture?
So to me, good posture is carrying your body in a way that is mechanically safe. So that means that your spine is in its natural curves, which allows the muscles to activate from the inside out and gives us a solid foundation for when we need to move.
And why is it so important to have that good posture?
So if we sit in poor posture for long periods of time, essentially our brain begins to create a strong connection between the way that we're sitting and how we want our muscles to be activated all the time, right? So we begin to create these pathways, which are essentially shortcuts. And so instead of our brain being wired to access movement in a mechanically sound way, it then starts to access movement more from the outside in, which essentially sets us up for injury down the line.
What do you mean? What are the possible complications from bad posture?
So it's kind of like if you woke up on a Saturday morning and you jumped in your car to go to your kid's soccer game and instead ended up at work. So essentially what happens is our brain, because of its neuroplasticity and because of how intelligent it is, it really takes note of how we're holding our bodies. So when we hold ourselves in poor posture over a long period of time, essentially what happens is we're shortening certain muscles and lengthening other muscles. And that muscle memory essentially changes the way that our brain is accessing the movement through the muscles. And so when we recruit the muscles, say, in an activity such as soccer or rock climbing or whatever we might be doing on the weekends, that is the same way our brain is going to access our muscles to be used in those settings as well. So therefore, it kind of sets your body up for incongruency and injury.
And would it be just as simple as you have a bad back after you've had bad posture for a long time, or can it lead to other health problems?
For sure. It can definitely lead to, you know, a myriad of musculoskeletal issues like neck pain, back pain, shoulder issues. You know, the tendonitis that you thought was coming from your tennis could actually be coming as a result of the poor posture that you've been exhibiting, you know, day in and day out.
So does good posture come naturally, or is it something that we learn when we're young and it sticks with us?
So it's a combination of a couple things. Again, coming back to this idea that when we sit in a long periods of time with poor posture, our brain will learn and adapt to wanting to kind of be in that posture. That being said, our body always remembers how to sit or stand with the good posture. It's more of a subconscious battle to kind of bring us back to that place and hold it and assume it for longer periods of time.
So if you've got bad posture, and by the way, I don't think I have terrible posture, but I do find myself sometimes slouching when I'm sitting down in a chair like anybody does. Is there a way to fix that?
Sure. Yeah. So a great way to think of it is you can imagine your pelvis being in the shape of a bowl. And you can also imagine your rib cage being in the shape of a bowl, except that bowl is upside down. So you can kind of picture that these two bowls sit on top of one another. And if you're slouching forward, for example, if you are in an upright kind of military posture, you'll notice that both of those bowls are open to the front. And so any water, let's say, that's in those bowls is going to be spilling forward. If you're slouching in the opposite direction so that your shoulders are hunched forward and your head is coming forward on your body, you'll notice that those bowls are going to open up to the back. And so a really good and simple way to kind of bring you back to that natural balance would be to balance those two bowls on top of one another so that there is no opening.
What about your shoulders? How should you be holding your shoulders?
Generally speaking, people when they're sitting at their desks, a lot of times they are, you know, under a lot of stress. And so their shoulders start to creep up towards their ears. And the best way to think about your shoulders is to let them be heavy. So I always tell people, you know, think about your shoulder blades like slices of butter melting down your back into your back pocket. We want to try to avoid forcing them down or pulling them in, because that's going to create another muscle imbalance. And so, again, it's about that awareness of letting them stay heavy as well.
But basically keeping them right on the sides of your body rather than forward or back.
Correct.
And can you live a life as comfortably when you do that as when you just sit the way that you would normally sit?
Sure. It's actually very comfortable if you can find that position and sustain it, because your body knows how to be there. Your muscles, actually, we have two different sets of muscles. We have an internal set and we have an external set. And so when you start to sit with good posture and you feel that muscle fatigue that sets in, that's because the external set of muscles is working too hard to hold you upright, which is really not their job. The internal set of muscles, the ones that help stabilize the bones in the body, they're essentially our foundation for stability and movement. And so when those muscles are active, it really shouldn't feel like it's too much work for us to stay upright against gravity.
I've seen some tips that you've put out there, which include setting an alarm every hour to check on how you're doing with your posture.
Yeah, I think it's a good practice to do little things such as, you know, drinking lots of water to make sure you're getting up and go to the restroom, just to give yourself that reset whenever you sit back down, or if you have a standing desk, same concept, just standing in a way that is good for your body.
What percentage of Americans would you say need work on their posture?
I would say close to 100%, myself included.
Really? Why do you think that is?
We're sitting for longer periods of time than we ever have historically. And realistically, our bodies are meant to be moving around in different ways and spaces, right? And, you know, technology is definitely not helping us in that arena either.
We're spending a lot of time looking down at our phones.
Correct. So I think the best thing to do about that is to definitely limit your phone time. Maybe give yourself, you know, a cap on how much extended periods of time you're going to spend on your phone. Trying to bring your phone up to your face rather than your head down to your phone is another good tip. With the advent of standing desks, which is definitely a great addition to an office space, unfortunately, in my opinion, I don't think that's the solution to our sitting problems. I think that down the line, you know, 10 or 15 years when there's research on that, we're going to start to see other things emerge from the standing desk, because just standing is not enough. We have to be conscious about the way that we're standing, just like we were talking about with the way that we're sitting.
How much does sleep matter in the way that we're sleeping?
So with sleep, I always tell people that your body, again, is going to tell you when you need to switch positions. There is no one ideal position that works for everybody, and there's not one mattress that works for everybody. I think the best thing for sleep is making sure that you're getting good quality sleep so that you can function optimally and your immune system is up to par.
Does posture always get worse as we get older?
I'm not sure that that's necessarily true. I mean, it definitely seems like as we age, we lose height in the discs and in the spine, but it's not an inevitable thing. We can definitely stay in a middle ground.
I have a friend who was in the military, and he has got the best posture I've ever seen in my life. Every time I'm with him, he's just sitting perfectly straight up. Probably a lot of people in the military are like that. Why is that? What do they know that we don't?
I think it's probably the discipline. You know, they're probably not sitting on couches neither as much as we are.
So what would be your one piece of advice for people out there listening to this about how to improve their posture?
So my piece of advice, because I get asked a lot about the best chairs and the best mattresses and the best pillows, et cetera. And my best piece of advice is to make sure that your body feels grounded and it feels balanced when you're sitting, because that's the best tool that we have for feedback for ourselves is our body and how we feel inside of it.
That's Rupal Patel, who is a physical therapist at Bodywise Physical Therapy in Austin, Texas. Rupal, thank you so much.
Thank you.